reaching all the way west to the great waters in line with the channel of those streams. Satilla wasn't the Satilla River, but those two rivers anyway, it incorporated all this region between those rivers as far west as the great waters, whatever that was, the Mississippi River or the Pacific Ocean, I don't know which. Mm-hmm. Well, he had an army made up largely of Scottish Highlanders. And then I think there's another civilian settlement after they got the Spanish beat back. And they came in there at New Inverness on the coast just above north of Brunswick. Mm-hmm. And then, as I said, after the war between Scotland and England, way back, must have been about 1850, sometime along then, the Scots didn't like being subjugated by the English. They moved in great numbers to the United States. And being used to the highlands of Scotland, as you know, and the Clear Lakes, the water up there, they call locks, they chose Western North Carolina. They came in great numbers to Western North Carolina. But the living was hard there. Agriculture was no good. And they moved from the north and north and combined with the forces of Oglethorpe and those that came to New Inverness down there. So this became almost a Scottish territory down in here. Mm-hmm. If I do say it, they're a fine class of people.
Yes, they are.
Substantial. I just didn't have a Scotsman as a friend of mine as anybody I can mention.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, sir. Your maternal grandparents then were, your grandparents on your mother's side what were their names on your mother's side?
She was a and they were of Irish descent.
And her mother's name was, do you happen to remember that?
I just don't know about what my great-grandmother's name was, the mother of my grandmother.
What was the mother, the mother of your mother's name? She was born or did she marry a
She married a
Oh, I see.
No, you're talking about my mother's mother.
Yeah.
She married a His name was Tanner. He was English, too.
I see.
All right, and her mother was, they told me, born in Dublin, Ireland.
I see. Mm-hmm.
They were of Irish stock. That was Irish. So my people made up of English, Irish, and Scottish,
mm-hmm.
which is not a bad combination.
Oh, no, not a bad one at all. Your father's mother, what was her name? Her name? And
Mary Ann.
Your wife?
She was a Scottish woman.
What is your wife's age?
She is 48.
48?
Present wife.
And what religion is she?
The Missionary Baptist.
And has she had a profession, or?
No, she's just a housewife.
Housewife.
With many gifts.
And
endowed with many gifts.
How far did, how much schooling did she have? How many years did she spend?
Only about the sixth grade.
And does she go into Nichols? Does she have clubs?
No, she was reared in Broxton.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Broxton, upper part of Coffee County, up towards the river.
What does she do now? Does she go to church regularly, or does she content to stay out here?
Just stays tied to the home.
I see.
She scarcely got her away from here.
All right, sir. These questions have to do with parts of the body, and if you, what I'd like to know is if you have any alternate terms, terms that used to be used in, when you were younger. For example, this part of the body is what? Here,
throat.
And did you ever have a different term for it? Do people around here ever use a different term for that?
Throat or neck?
Did they ever say goozle?
Goozle? Dumpledunker? Dumpledunker?
Dumpledunker? Do they ever use goozle yet?
Anyway?
Do you ever hear goozle yet?
Goozle? I hear that occasionally. That's about gone.
I see.
Goozle.
let's just go over, and if you find, if you